And coming up now, our interview with civil rights leader, the Reverend Al Sharpton. Madeline spoke with him earlier about his hopes for Senator Obama's run for the presidency.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, a year ago, you gave an interview to Vibe magazine where you said that Senator Obama caused a lot of concerns for you. You said you were warming up to him, but you weren't there yet. Are you there now? And what was it about his views that caused you concerns?
What concerned me a year ago is where he was going to be on policy. I'm one that does not believe you just endorse people because they happen to be the member of your race. And I wanted to know on in terms of civil rights and civil liberties that he shared those views. I'm not very comfortable that he does. I think it is very important that people that come from a particular discipline and a particular area of concern, be it labor, be it women's rights, be it gay and lesbian rights, be it civil rights, that we have our criteria of support no matter who the person may be. And that was the concerns that I wanted to be comfortable with. Senator Obama, and he's more than relaxed those fears. And in fact, I think that he exemplifies a lot of the things that I would be comfortable with to see him as the occupant at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You know, there's a front page article in today's New York Times that says that some black leaders are worried that if he is indeed the occupant of the White House, that civil rights issues will fade, that white Americans will say, well, you know, there's no need for a struggle anymore, no need for programs like affirmative action, because look, a black man is now president of the United States. Do you share their concerns?
I think there's the height of naivety for people to feel that because a person of color is the president, that the issues of disparity in employment, disparity in health care, disparity in education will go away. If anything, you will need to raise these issues even more fervently to create the climate for a president, if he is inclined to work that way, to move that way. So I don't see that at all. I think that a lot of the media has missed the point that we've always had blacks in mainstream politics that has run parallel to those in civil rights. So in one generation, you had a Senator Ed Brooke, who was the senator from Massachusetts, who was elected to that before Martin Luther King died. That didn't stop Dr. King's movement. It didn't stop Senator Brooke from successfully representing his state in the United States Senate. I think that the media tries to have this monolithic view of blacks, one size fits all, not realizing that there's always been those that are inside and those that are outside the system, hopefully challenging toward the same results. And I think that will continue if, in fact, he is president.
Well, what will you push for as someone who has been very vocal about civil rights? What will you push for if Barack Obama is president? What will you want from him?
I would want him to have a Justice Department that will deal with the issues that we've been raising from the Gina Six case, the whole criminal justice system imbalance and how blacks are treated as opposed to others. I'd want his Education Department to be dealing with the achievement gap that is startling. We almost have the same gap now that we had in 1954 during Brown versus the Board of Education. I'd want to see his Labor Department deal with the fact that blacks are still doubly unemployed. There's a lot of work to do, and an Obama administration, I think, could be more sensitive to it, but they still need advocates to monitor and to push to make sure these things are realized.
You know, Thursday is the 45th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. It's also when Barack Obama will be giving his speech, an historical speech, of course, accepting his party's nomination for president. What do you want to hear from him on Thursday?
I want to hear from him what he's going to do as president. I think that his nomination is part of what Dr. King's dream was, but it doesn't achieve the dream. The dream was a fair and equal society. But we're not there yet. And I think there are those that want to dismiss and say, okay, this achieves the dream. But they're the ones that never really were for the dream in the first place. The dream is not achieved by just putting a black in power. The dream is achieved by having a fair and equitable society for everyone. I feel that this will be a big step in that direction, but I don't believe that that's the achievement of the dream, nor do I think Senator Obama believes that.
Reverend Al Sharpton speaking to us from Denver, Colorado, where he's at the Democratic National Convention. Reverend Al Sharpton, thank you very much.
Thank you.